Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Tapped Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, July the 1st. The grains closed sharply lower, with December corn down 12 and a quarter cents at 607 and a half. September wheat down 38 cents at 848. And November beans down 62 and three quarter cents at 1395 and a quarter. As we used to say on the floor when we'd have a day like this, you know, everybody out of the pool, and that's what we saw here. Funds getting out, getting shorter on the wheat market, turning short on the bean oil out here. So I don't think this is a fundamental move, but certainly the technicals and the funds are the overriding factor here today and really since the report on yesterday. Wheat's down 85 cents since when the report came out at 11 o'clock. Corn's down 45 cents. Beans are down a staggering $1.12. Now, the only good thing out here is the July-November bean spread was up a dime at 226. That looks like it could go up to about 250 out here. You've got July corn now $1.44 higher, or not higher, but it's at $1.44. It was up almost 20 cents here today. That spread could certainly move another 25, 30 cents higher. If you've got old crop corn in the bin, and the looks of yesterday's report is that a lot of farmers have got more grain in the bin than they've had in quite some time, you might want to take advantage of a dollar and a half spread and get something sold up here. You can always buy back some August call options to stay in the game. Yes, they'll trade over this, trade off of the September price, but you've only got, you know, 2 weeks left to trade this thing. You know, I suppose it can, you know, go anywhere it wants to. You know, could it go to $9 on a fluke? Yeah, it could. But I'd certainly be looking to lay some sales in here and lighten up on the old crop. The weather looks fairly wet coming in Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We've got some rains around the area right now in the Midwest on Friday. Temperatures don't look, you know, really hot, except if you get down to Nebraska. Nebraska is going to be the hot and dry area. They could be back over into the hundreds by the end of next week. Very little rain in the forecast. So, you know, what? For what it's worth, my guess is if it's raining on Tuesday when we come in, we'll open up these markets lower. I wouldn't want to be short corn, wheat, or beans down here. We don't make a corn crop until the second and third week of July. We've hammered this market. If we get it, you know, down lower on Tuesday's opening, I think there'll be a lot of pros willing to buy a lower opening in corn, wheat, and beans. The corn and wheat are terribly oversold. Beans are getting very oversold. Not quite as bad as the corn and the wheat. But this is strictly the funds blowing out. Now, are they going to come out of the... I've got them still long 183 beans after today. 183,000 contracts of beans. In long about 100,000 beans after today. Are they going to blow out of these positions in the next week? I don't know. I do know that if we close higher on Tuesday, it would be a good sign that maybe the temporary lows are in. If we close lower on Tuesday, I really believe these markets can move considerably lower. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a safe and wonderful and happy 4th of July holiday. We'll be back on Tuesday.